The question was asked, when we fight the war against Midian, where the Midianites were trying to seduce the people of Israel, wouldn't it have been more logical to take Chozrim b'tshuva to fight the war? Instead, they took Elef Lamateh, 1,000 from each tribe, who would lead the war against Midian. We know that a Chozer b'tshuva, who has overcome a certain weakness, is now strong in that area. Wouldn't it have been more logical to send the Chozrim b'tshuva who had fallen? Well, so first of all, it seems that the people who had erred with the women of Midian died. It says there was a plague and 24,000 people died. So how do we know there were more than that people who sinned with the Midianite women? And secondly, it seems that there are different calculations when going to war. When going to war, very often our calculation is, does the person have a clean enough slate that they have only merits, that they won't have things that plague them, that will be, so to speak, persecuting them in heaven when they go to war. So in situations where it's this man's life against that man's life, well, person wants to have the greatest defense, so to speak, in heaven. And that comes when a person has led an ethical life from the start. It's true that in certain areas, a Chozer b'tshuva is on a higher level because he's accomplished certain things. But in certain areas, there's still this element where something that's completely pure has merits that a Chozer b'tshuva doesn't have. As we find, Rabbi Akiva was a giant, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, why shouldn't the Torah be given by him? Yet, when there's a question whether he could be appointed Nasi, and the question is really, does he have enough merits that Rabban Gamliel, who feels slighted because he's removed from the Nesiut, his merits might cause the new Nasi to be punished. Here they demoted Rabban Gamliel, and they're going to put someone else up there. So they said, Rabbi Akiva, who's a super, super giant, couldn't do that. So it's true that Rabbi Akiva could bring out the Torah like no one else could. Right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't do what he did. Rabbi Akiva, who the oral tradition is, thanks to him, we still have it today. Rabbi Akiva has accomplished what no one else has in Jewish history. His strengths were in a certain area. In another area, there are other strengths that are needed. Take a soccer team. The top goalie is not the top offenseman. The top offenseman is not the top defenseman. In a war, the top general is not necessarily the top fighter on the field. There are different strengths, and for different challenges, we need those different strengths in the Jewish people. So the tribe of Levi, who did tshuva, could be the ones that stand up by the golden calf and say, when Moshe asks, Mi Lashem Elai, they could say, we are. And in Mitzrayim, they were the powerhouse that retained the Torah throughout the period we were in Mitzrayim. So the Chozrim b'tshuva, which is the tribe of Levi, had strengths that no one else had. They came to play at a certain time. That doesn't mean that the tribe of Levi was going to be the kings of Israel. When it came to kings, you needed someone like Yehuda. That's a different strength. So the strengths are different, and so they're applied in different venues. The strength of a Chozer b'tshuva is in certain areas. Rabbi Akiva could develop the oral tradition like no one else could. His strength as a Chozer b'tshuva and a descendant of Gerim gave him that ability, that strength to accomplish what no one else could. And someone born from within, as we learned in Rav Chalap, could not have accomplished what Rabbi Akiva accomplished. There's a unique strength that a Ger has, that Rabbi Akiva had because he grew up in that home. But that doesn't mean that Rabbi Akiva's strength allows him to be the Nasi. That's a different strength. So he was the top teacher of Israel. I'm saying he was the biggest Rebbe. He accomplished a tremendous amount. And if I would have to compare the two, I would assume Rabbi Akiva did more than the Nasi did. But that doesn't mean that this strength is what's necessary in that position.